Finally, a couple more sleeps. We're looking forward to Wednesday night. Absolute cracker. They tell me it's all about the Blues. It's a Blues dynasty just about to start. G'day, Corey Parker.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Look what happens after one win, mate.
We're on a roll.
Very cocky.
No, that's good. You've got every right to be, I suppose. But we're going to have something to say about that.
Oh, the poor Queenslanders, mate. Justin Hodges hasn't been able to train. Greg's been in hospital. It's all, Jesus, you're doing it tough.
Yeah, oh, typical lead-up for a Queensland team, I suppose.
Yes.
Look, we had, obviously didn't plan for GI to come down with a tonsillitis and be put in hospital, and also didn't plan for Hodjo to have an incident on a bicycle. But it is what it is, mate. You push on. But I suppose the advantage for us is that those two guys have been part of the system for a long period of time, and, they're well aware of what's going on. And They will both be taking their spot on Wednesday night.
And Corey, I guess you've only got, two sessions left to really run?
Yeah, just one.
One?
To be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, today, we've got a day off today.
Okay. Nice.
And you got your captain's run tomorrow. So
okay.
We trained in Brisbane before we come here yesterday, and it was sort of our last hit out, I guess, north of the border.
Mm.
And, we got that captain's run out of the stadium tomorrow, and then she came on.
How's the intensity been of the week, Corey?
It's been good, mate. I mean, it's important that you enjoy yourselves when you're not training. But, when you are training, you need to switch on and really have an intensity style, I guess, session to prepare you for the week. So that side of things has been really good. It's it's always enjoyable being in camp with the boys and away from training. It's been really good.
Yeah, I bet, mate. New South Wales, they've made a couple of changes. I think they've self-enforced a booze ban. There's these bio patches that apparently give all the stats that you need from stress levels and sleep. Has anything been different this year for you guys?
Nah, not really, mate. It's sort of been as per normal for us in that regard. What you're talking about there and bio stress level, I'm sure that's just justifying someone's job, to be honest. But, you see a lot of it happening in sport these days.
Yeah. I hear you, mate. You're more of my era, I suppose, in terms of belief system.
Yeah, that might be the old-fashioned style coming out of me. But, for us, camp's been as per normal. I mean, we've done all that stuff as well. And I'm not sure what sort of feedback it gives, but anyway, you do it.
I guess it lets the coach know whether you're bludging or not. although I think they've got a pretty keen eye anyway, Corey.
Yeah, no, they, like I said, I mean, they know what's going on, and the people involved have been there for a long period of time, so everyone's across what we're doing.
Mate, ANZ, it is fact that the Blues have got a terrific record there, mate. They've won six of the last seven matches there. Is it a hoodoo ground for you guys?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say hoodoo ground. You can obviously understand that, New South Wales playing it on their home track. You know, people sort of talk about whether the crowds come into it, but they certainly do. When you're doing it tough, and there'll be periods in that game on Wednesday that New South Wales will be doing it tough, and on the flip side, we'll be doing it tough. But when the crowd gets behind you, you can certainly lean on that to a degree. And, so I wouldn't say it's a hoodoo ground. I would just say, they really perform, and you don't want to let your fans down, and that's certainly where they would be coming from. But I mean, from our point of view, we can't let that bother us too much. We just got to concentrate on what we can control. And, that's playing good footy.
Mate, every year that Origin comes around and you look at the reffing and some of us sort of think that it's policed a little bit differently. It's probably a few things are allowed to go a bit further than, say, in the NRL on a regular week. How important is it to get on side with that ref and understand how he's going to take it on?
Yeah, well, I guess everyone's sort of got that anticipation on how the game's going to be reffed, as you said. Typically, they've been reffed differently to a club game. And I guess, the first 10 or 15 minutes of that game Wednesday night will be a little feel session to see what you can and can't get away with. I do believe they need to be reffed differently. It is a completely different game, although it is still a game of rugby league. To play in, they're certainly the hardest and fastest games you'll be a part of. But I suppose that first 10 or 15 minutes will decipher how the game's going to go and probably how the series is going to turn out, because it can make a huge difference in the outcome.
Corey, is it set in stone that Michael Morgan plays in the 17 and not Dylan Napper?
Oh, I think so, mate.
Yeah,
when Daly was unable to take his place due to injury, I was assuming that it'd just be a clean swap, and I think that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, mate, Billy Slater, how's that shoulder?
Yeah, look, I think, it's going to be a week-to-week thing for Billy. There's no sort of secrets with that. And I dare say at the end of the year, but he will get some surgery on it.
Yeah.
It's just, I suppose, one of those wear and tear things that you get playing rugby league. But his shoulders, it's good enough to play. But
yeah, right.
I think at the end of the year, there'll be some surgery.
And, Corey, where do you see their major threat to you guys? What's the big thing you've got to try and focus on or shut down?
I guess the game of rugby league doesn't change. I know we're playing a state of origin, but from our point of view, you just got to limit their opportunities. And how you do that is by ball control and field position. And, that's what wins big games. If you give such a quality side like New South Wales ample opportunities and the run of possession, it's going to be very tough. No matter, how much you want to back to your defence, it's going to be very tough. So you've got to try and, I guess, even up that opportunities. And then on the top side of that, I suppose, you've got to shut down their halves, their playmakers, their nine, the seven, the six, the one, as well as every other player on the field. So that's what I said there. But, I suppose, ball control and limit their opportunities.
And, mate, has there been much made? I guess public enemy number one in Queensland's Paul Gallen. I guess number two pretty quickly after that club game is probably Bo Scott. Has Thurston mentioned he needs protection?
Oh, no, he hasn't. He's too proud to say anything like that, mate. But we understand, they're going to try and ruffle the feathers of JT. And that's, I suppose, one of their ploys. Shown their hand that they've picked a big side and they're probably going to direct some traffic that way. If they focus on one guy, there's a couple of handy other guys on the side that can capitalise on that. But look, you can try and cover every base, but I guess when it all boils down, it's going to be a very tough, physical, fast game. So, the best team will win on the night.
Yeah, good on you, mate. We're looking forward to it. It's a great time of the year.
Yeah, it certainly is, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Play well. Corey Parker there for the Queensland Origin team. They're in Sydney. They've got a day off. They'll get heckled a little bit when they're out and about. It's all part of it.
Always seems to be plenty of closet Queenslanders lurking in the corners of New South Wales.
Yeah, like Jono, lurking in another room this year so we don't have to hear his giggling.
He'll be maybe here on the Wednesday
there
in the jersey.
Look at him smiling.
What he wears on Thursday morning.
Born and bred in New South Wales, supporting Queensland. You're going for Dad's Army, are you, this year?
Yeah, we'll be right.
I should have said it to Corey. I wasn't courageous enough. The old boys.
They go all right, those old boys. That's the thing.
They go all right, don't they?
That's the problem. Those old boys go okay, don't they? And it's currently New South Wales, $2.10, tab.com.au. The Outsiders, New South Wales, the defending champions, Queensland the favourites, although they would never admit it, $1.75.